I love you, mommy.
I love you, mommy.
Welcome to Journaling the Process, where I unveil the daily lessons, mistakes, and missteps of my life that are naturally part of the process that very few share or talk about. I encourage you to stand up tall and walk your own journey of self-reliance, because everything that you're looking for, everything that you want, everything that you are is within you. So dream big, be non-negotiable about your dreams, and choose to settle for a life of no regret.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's your girl, I Am Not My 9-to-5, aka Tanisha, and this is Journaling the Process Quarantine Edition. Yeah, that's right, Quarantine Edition. It's a brand new series that I started, and I'm literally going to journal the process of majority of the world pretty much being on quarantine for the next few weeks. So sit back, relax, get comfortable, and listen in on my journey of what I'm literally going through, the different breakthroughs, the process, and me just keeping myself and my kids busy and in a routine. Welcome, and here we go. Is this really happening? Like, that's my question. Just a few weeks ago, everything was quote unquote normal. The world was operating the way it normally has been. And within a blink of an eye, it's like the whole world is on pause. Like everywhere is shut down. Everyone is home. And majority of the population is freaking the fuck out. And that is the truth. And that is reality. And for me, I'm not going to lie, in the very beginning, I was one of those people, and I decided to recenter myself and to look at what's happening as an opportunity for me to grow and allow myself to use the time that I have to really push forward my brand. And that's exactly what I've been doing over the last few weeks. So I don't know who needs to hear this message. I don't know who I'm really speaking to, but I know there's someone that needs what I'm saying and needs this whole series to get them going and to help them get their ass to work. Point blank, period, the end. So for me, the reality is this world epidemic that's happening, this crisis where everyone is freaking out and people are buying up all the toilet paper in the store and groceries are being emptied off the shelves. Like, it's literally being played out the way we're living as a horror movie. Like, that is the fact. Like, everything that's happening is literally pulled out from a movie. That's how I feel. And I had to tell myself to, hey, wait a second, step back and look at this differently. Look at this as an opportunity. Now that you're home full time for God knows how long, make use of your time, be productive, and look at this as an opportunity. And that's what I want to share with you guys, is you need to start looking at this whole epidemic, this whole situation that's happening in the world right now as an opportunity. Not to ignore what's happening, but to have a different perspective, a different view, and at the same time, be safe. So I really want to dedicate the next few episodes on documenting my process of what I'm going through, the different breakthroughs that I'm having. And it literally all started with me praying and asking God to direct me on the right path of really getting to work. And I'm not even going to bullshit you guys. You guys know I keep it all the way 100. Over the last 3 weeks, because it, quite honestly, it took me 3 weeks to make a decision to be like, hey, hit the record button and share with everybody what you're really doing and what you're going through as far as getting yourself together. Because I want to be ready. I don't want to get ready when the opportunity presents itself for me to build up my brand to what I know it will be as far as building the life that I know I desire and deserve. So I'm getting to work now And I highly, highly, highly encourage you as well to do the same. Okay, so the first thing is I had to make a decision to be like, I need to maximize my time efficiently, be proactive, and also make sure that my kids are not slipping or fading in the background while this is all happening. So yes, it's an opportunity for me to really get to work, to hound in on what it is that I want to do. But at the same time, I need to make sure that I'm withholding my responsibility as a mother, as a wife, and making sure that my household is still intact. And it's been a bit of a struggle adjusting over the last few weeks, but I'm starting to get the hand of it, and I'm starting to realize what works and what doesn't work, and trying to create some type of system that works for myself as well as my kids. And that's where this whole idea really started off, where I'm like, hey, today's going to be the day where I'm going to start this series. I'm going to hit the record button. I'm going to share with you guys what I'm actually going through. So to elaborate on this whole thought process, I basically decided to rebrand myself as far as giving my brand a facelift, lack for a better word. That's literally how I feel. I wanted to be able to rebuild my brand, to rebirth it, and have it show up as the best version of itself, let alone as the best version of me, because my brand is a reflection of who I am. And I started going back to the basics of the books that I've been reading over the last few months, going back to my notebooks. I have endless amount of notebooks that I've been taking notes in for years, all the way back until like 2017, and just connecting the dots and breaking down the pieces and connecting the different elements where there's a common pattern that I keep writing or noting in my journal or in my phone about. And I literally started to do the work. Like, I'm not just talking about it, I'm actually being about it. I literally started to do the work. And it's just everything starting to play out in the sense of me building my website. I've been procrastinating. I've been putting it off because I've been coming home from work, my 9-to-5, being tired, taking care of my kids, and not really dedicating enough time and effort to do it. And now that I've been home for like, 3 weeks now, because everything is just literally shut down worldwide, I have been more efficient in the last 3 weeks. So I have been more efficient and productive, not only in building my website, but building a system and structure of how I want my brand to be perceived and presented to you guys as a whole. And when I put those notes down and when I put those pieces of the puzzle together, I was just blown away that all that came from within me. Now, to be quite honest, I had a little assistance. I've had assistance from the universe, God, the divine, however you decide to label that term. They have been guiding me throughout this whole process. I kid you not. I've been praying on it. And time after time, day after day, I'm seeing some clue, some sign through some kind of article that I'm reading, to a movie that I'm reading, to angel numbers that keep reappearing over and over and over, just letting me know that every little bit, every micro step that I take is bringing me one step closer to my end goal. And that is facts, no doubt. And perfect example was early this morning. I actually made the decision the night before to be like, hey, I'm having a hard time in mapping out time to work on the program and course that I want to create for you guys. Throughout the day, it's very difficult, as I said, because I have to manage my time, not only for myself, but with my kids that I'm present. And it's like, once I get into the whole flow of things, I get distracted. Something happens and then mommy duty calls, right? So I lose my whole flow. I lose my whole focus and it's a bit frustrating. So I've decided that I have to do something different. I have to switch it up. I have to make a sacrifice. And I decided that this morning was the first time that I had set my alarm clock for 3 a.m. And let me tell you, when that alarm clock went ding, 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 I was like, oh no, I was so close and hitting the snooze button. And I had this inner force that was like, just get up. This is what you're asking for. This is what you need. This is what you want. And I pushed myself to get up and took my time. And it took me a good 25 to 30 minutes to really sit down in my kitchen, on my island, pull up my laptop with my books, with my notebooks, and just get to work. And before I did that, I made sure I said a prayer asking God to really direct me, to navigate me on creating what it is that I'm trying to birth for this brand and for you guys. I want to tell you guys, God came through. He came through for your girl. My ass was sitting at that island in front of my laptop from 3:30 a.m. up until 5:30 a.m. while my kids were sleeping. That's fucking dedication. And I'm so proud of myself. I know my tone is increased a little bit, but your girl is so proud of herself that I was disciplined enough. I pushed myself to do that. And not only was I able to get work done and draft up the different steps and programs that I want to create for you guys in 2 hours. I've been more productive in the last 2 hours than I've been in creating this program for the last week and a half. And that is no lie. So not only did I have a rough draft of the program and courses that I want to present to you guys that will help you extremely in getting to the point that you desire of literally leaving your 9-to-5 and creating the opportunity for yourself to have your own business, to have your own brand, and to follow through on your life purpose and calling, it's amazing. It's amazing when you really put in the time and the work, what can really happen, and when you're in flow and everything is just coming to you, coming to you, coming to you. It's a beautiful thing. So I got that done. I got all that drafted, and I can't wait to show that to you guys. I can't wait for you guys to really see what I put together. And not only did your girl draft all that up, I had enough time to make breakfast too. Like, what? So I hit a home run. That's just pretty much it. So I wanted to share that with you guys because I went really deep in the sense of making that sacrifice and going after what it is that I want. And I want to repeat that again tonight. I want to hold myself accountable to repeat that same process again tonight. So pray for me. We'll see how that works. I also wanted to mention to you guys too, talking about attracting and manifesting and really being clear on what it is that you want and asking for the help, because once you put that out there, it will manifest. And ironically, I actually started watching. You guys know I don't really believe in coincidences. I think everything is playing out exactly how it should be. And God is putting certain things, certain people in position for you to be like, okay, hey, that's a sign. And that's exactly what happened to me today. Late this morning, because I'm actually recording this right now in the afternoon, my youngest is now sleeping. So I'm like, let me grab the opportunity while she's napping to record this episode. So it's quiet. I'm using my time wisely. And prior to putting her to sleep for her nap, I just finished watching the documentary, I guess is what you would call it, on Netflix called She Did That, which was mind-blowing and so inspirational. Like, that whole documentary just uplifted my spirit, made me so happy to see Black women like myself winning and striving to be the best version of themselves. And it just gave me this boost of confidence. And tell me how, as I'm watching that documentary, there is a woman by the name of Lovey that I came across actually a few months ago via her on Instagram, and she was in the same documentary, and she was talking about how she started her blog and how it basically exploded into different opportunities for her. And I had to pause the actual documentary because it was doing something for my daughter. And tell me how I finished watching the documentary. Come back now, scrolling through my phone on Instagram. So I just opened up Instagram, and the first post that I see when I open up my Instagram on my feed is a retweet from Awesomely Lovey that someone retweeted from her page. And I was like, God, are you serious? I was like, really? I just watched her in a documentary. And then within an hour, if not less, I scrolled on my Instagram. Not even scrolling, because I didn't scroll, to be quite honest. I just opened my Instagram page, and the first thing that I see is a retweet from her. I'm like, okay, God, come through. Like, I'm on the right track. I'm on the right path. This is positive energy. This is God, the universe, the divine saying that, girl, you're on the right track. Keep going. Don't give up. Keep going. You've got this. So that's what I want to end this off with, by saying, keep going. Take this time to really focus and hound in on what it is that you want. What is it that you want? That is the question. Write it down. Break it down. Break it down into pieces. Put it on sticky notes. Brainstorm that idea. Brainstorm that thought. Get it out your head and put it on paper. I like to use Post-its. I like to use those Bristol boards that you can get at like a dollar store, Dollar Tree, and just start sticking a whole bunch of Post-its on it for brainstorming ideas, and then connect the dots. See what similarities are popping up over and over and over again. So guys, get to work during this time. Make use of your time. Please, please, please. It's an opportunity that you guys need to seize. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Please make sure to share this episode. Like, really and truly, please make sure to share this episode. I know I was all over the place, but you guys know I like to keep it real. I don't like to pause or edit or anything like that. I like to just spit this how it comes to me. And that's exactly what I did. So my bad if there was any hiccups along the way, if there was any mistakes or anything like that. I hope you were able to grab the message, take what you needed, and run with it. Follow your girl on Instagram. Follow your girl on Twitter. Follow your girl on TikTok, and make sure to check out the website as well for the podcast, as well as the blog, Inner Issue. We're doing the damn thing out here in these streets, guys. I love you so much. Take care, and let's get to work.